What's going on, world? My name is Kyron Montero, man. I want to welcome y'all to the Kyron Montero Show, aka the KM Show, man. And this is episode number 3. Thank y'all for rocking with me, man. Give yourself a round of applause, man. Round of applause, man, for y'all beautiful people, man. I want to say I appreciate y'all for rocking with me, man. And I want y'all to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that thumbs up, that notification bell. Follow me at Kyron Montero on all social media, and I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. This episode is entitled Skills to Invoices. Let me say that again. This episode is entitled Skills to Invoices. I'm not going to be with y'all long at all, but I just want to drop some gems based off of my own experience. There's people in my city and all around the country who I've developed relationships with throughout the years. And you see people teeter the fence all the time in wanting to start their own business. Rather, they want to be self-employed and do it full-time or just do it as a side-time job or hustle. Or if they want to scale it and build up a team and have employees, whatever the level or desire of the business may be, I feel like there's a lot of people who never do it. And I want to say, don't sleep on yourself. Do it. You know, in episode 1 and in episode 2, there was a huge emphasis on taking that step, you know, having a plan, and you got to take that step. And so you definitely should take that step for multiple reasons. But for those who have a skill set that can be turned into a legitimate business, this is for you. And maybe you're already doing it. Maybe you're on the fence. Or maybe you're not even aware that you can do it. But I want to give y'all some gems on how you can do it. Before we do that, I want to give y'all some background about myself real quick. Once again, my name is Kyron Montero. I am a CEO and a president of several different businesses, Engage Records, and I have different subsidiaries under that business. Also, another business called Frequency Canvas, which is an audio production company. And then I have another business that is in development called Reliable Steering, which is going to be dealing with some transportation and ride sharing things in the future. But the biggest emphasis out of all of those three businesses that I own is on Frequency Canvas. I'm a professional audio engineer, and I established a high-end recording studio downtown in my city. And for years I have been a professional audio engineer. And before I started Frequency Canvas in 2019, I was professionally doing it. But until I felt like certain things was accomplished, I kept the engineering services under my record label, legally and contractually. And there was reasons for that. And I want to take some of those steps, and I want to give y'all 3 major pointers at how to approach taking a skill set into a legitimate business. Now, maybe you are a photographer, maybe you're an engineer, maybe you are a barber, an electrician, a plumber. This is for people that are going to be providing services. So how do you take those services that you are gifted at, that skill set, whatever it may be, and turn that into a legitimate business where you can start invoicing and contributing to your livelihood? I have 3 major steps that I want to tell y'all about. And I'm grabbing my notebook. I wrote them down. And we wanted to be prepared for this. So first off, I want to tell y'all, any business in the world, I don't care whether it's a big corporation, a small moms and pops in your city, with just a couple of employees or thousands of employees, any business that is successful on any level simply is doing one thing: adding value to the customers or its clients, right? In any business, there's a problem, and a business is solving the problem. giving a solution, adding that value. And because the business is doing that, clients and customers in turn pay that business because they're solving that problem, because they're providing that solution, because they're adding that value. So first off, I just want to get that out of the way. If you want to start a business, you have to be in the mindset of adding value to people. If not, it's going to be really hard to build up something from scratch. So let's just get that out of the way. Any business on any level in any industry is solving a problem. Simple. Here are the three major steps in order to help people turn skills into invoices. Step one, you got to identify the skill set. I know that sounds simple and it might be cliche-ish with a lot of people giving advice, but I'm telling you, you have to identify the skill set. And it shouldn't be that hard for you to identify the skill set. It should be very ridiculously easy to identify the skill set. It should be something that you're naturally gifted at, or you know, you have certain traits that turned into other things. People are, you know, giving you affirmation and confirmation that you have something that could be valuable to a mass of people. There should be something that says, hey, you can do this. You should, rather it's a talent or some kind of trade, it doesn't matter. You should be able to identify that pretty easy. It shouldn't be hard. So one, you got to identify the skill set. Number two, you have to take that skill set and make it a learned skill set, aka become a professional at it, aka a learned profession, right? So I find that in today's generation, with a lot of young entrepreneurs and visionaries, people like to skip this step because we live in a microwave generation and everybody wants everything like this. Everybody wants it fast. So if people put time in and put money in, they want to see results automatically. And in most cases, you can't reinvent the wheel. There are some people where their businesses take off ridiculously faster than other people's. But for the majority, people have put in years. People have put in time. So whatever your skill set is, you need to find some kind of way to acquire education and knowledge about that skill set, and you need to become the best at it and the best that you can be. That needs to be your level of expectations. And that can come from a university. It could come from people who are at the top of that industry currently and who are willing to teach you. You might have to order some books. There's different forms of how you can acquire knowledge and how you can gain education that's related to your skill set and industry. But it's going to be very vital that you learn the fundamentals of that skill set and of that trade and of that industry, and then you apply it and start gaining experience. I don't care what you say you know. If you can't show me, I'm not paying you for it. And that's just how it is. At anything, it doesn't matter. Say if your car needs to be worked on, you're not going to take it to a mechanic just because they said they can do it. You're going to want them to have some kind of history, some kind of paper trail and social proof that says, no, I am who I say I am. We really do this. You want to see, sometimes you might want to see customer reviews. You might get a referral, but you're going to want to see some kind of proof that they can do what they say they do. So I can't stress enough acquiring knowledge and then applying that to gain experience. And then after you do step one and two, then I think step three, you're ready to turn it into a legitimate business. After you've identified the skill set, after you have turned that skill set into a learned skill set, aka a learned profession, gain the knowledge, gain the experience, then I think you're ready to turn it into a legitimate business. So many times you see people doing step one and then they go to step three. They identify a skill set, then they go get an LLC, a S, a C corp, or sole proprietorship or whatever it may be, launch the business, but they've spent no time gaining experience. Then when you don't gain the experience, you kill yourself because you start off getting bad customer reviews because you don't have no experience at whatever it is that you do. And people talk. So if you're launching and you have bad customer service because you don't know how to handle people, people are going to talk bad about your business. If you're not good at the skill set that you offer, people are going to talk bad about your business. There's so many other examples, but you need to spend time developing that. Super vital, super crucial. So before you start that LLC or whatever form of business entity that you choose within your state, make sure that you identify the skill set. Make sure that you turn it into a learned skill set and a learned profession. Then go start your business. I'll give you proof of how this works. I'm a professional audio engineer. I've worked at high levels with Grammy Award winning producers and artists, all the way down to local artists that nobody has ever heard about, right? And so I started engineering because I'm also a rapper and I run a record label. And out of necessity, I started engineering because myself and my team at that time, we needed music engineered. And so ever since I was younger, because I'm a musician as well, I've always been fascinated with sound. I've always wanted to touch EQs and compressors and different tools and electronics that go into sound and audio and manipulate them. And I always seen it as an art from a kid. So when I started rapping and putting out my own music, it was a no-brainer that I was the one that was attracted to do that in-house for my company. And so I was able to identify the skill set. So were other people. And as time went on, I had a desire to turn that up a little bit and actually start learning the fundamentals and legitimately become educated as a audio engineer. So I can really call myself a professional audio engineer. So I started acquiring knowledge. I had mentors who gave me university level education for free. I started gaining experience by doing free work and work at really discounted rates and just super low rates, basically where I should have been doing it for free, to gain that experience, to gain the knowledge of that. And once I was able to take knowledge and was able to take that and combine it with real world experience, then I was ready to go into step three, which is start a legitimate business. And that exists today as Frequency Canvas. Technically, it existed under my record label, Engage Records, but it turned into Frequency Canvas. But the point is that I identified a skill set, so and other people could affirm and confirm that I was valuable and talented at this skill set. Then I cranked it up a notch and put a whole lot of time and energy into learning the legitimate fundamentals of audio engineering. I started gaining traction, building up a resume at high and low levels. And then after that, I was ready to turn it into a legitimate business. So those are three major steps for any kind of creative entrepreneur or service provider of any business type. Rather you're straddling the fence, rather you may already be doing it, or you may just not even have a clue. But everybody can turn a skill set into invoices. And so I would encourage everybody to put that time in. It can benefit yourself and your family and your future. Don't sleep on yourself. I want to encourage y'all, turn your skills into invoices, because I promise you, I did it, and it benefits my family, and it helps us pay bills, man. All right, y'all stay up.